Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:43 p.m. on the East Coast. It is January 27th, 2022. My name is Alex Steinberg. I am convening this meeting. This is the first meeting of the 2022 Pacifica National Board. I'd like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Edane, to please call the roll.
I will do so with one caveat. If I butcher your name, please call me out on it and tell me how you want me to pronounce your name. Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Good. Burton Cohen?
Here.
Good. Jim Dingaman?
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs? Vanessa?
Here. I'm here. Sorry.
Good. Donald Goldmacher. Donald Goldmacher?
Present.
Good. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Donna Grimes.
Present.
Good. Present. Good. Present. Good. Present. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. I'm going to butcher this one. Evelia Jones.
Present.
Good. How do you prefer that I pronounce your name?
Evelia.
Got it. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alexa.
I'm here, and the stream does not appear to be running.
Let me check again. There was a small interruption, but it should be back.
Okay. Marianne Martinez.
Present.
Good. James McFadden.
Here.
Good. Darlene Pagano.
Present.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Sharon Salam, please correct me. Are you here?
I'm here.
Would you tell me how you prefer me to pronounce your name?
Sharon Salam.
Thank you. Mark van Landout.
Present.
Good. Beth van Gunten.
Present.
Good. Egberto Willis.
Presente.
Bueno. Susan Young.
Present.
Good. Wow. All present and accounted for. Definitely a quorum.
Okay.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I have a point of order.
What is your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
Thank you, Chair. My point of order is the Houston Select, the four delegates from KPFT were chosen in an election where patient delegates had been seated during the delegate assembly. After a written resignation was received, the delegates had instructed the chair to follow up and make sure that the resignee had actually sent the resignation email. It turns out she had sent two resignations. Later said she wanted to retract the resignation and was allowed to vote at an emergency meeting, rejecting her own resignation. The replacement delegate ballot for the PNB directors of KPFT was tossed aside, and she was told she was back on the waiting list. The seating is out of order because a resigned delegate was allowed to vote, and the replacement delegate's ballot was not tallied. So that's my point of order, Jeff.
I'm going to rule it out of order. The Pacifica National Board does not have the authority to overturn the actions of a local station board.
Okay, I'm gonna challenge the ruling of the chair, and I believe I need a second in order for that to and I will check to you, chair, to ask the parliamentarian if a second is needed to challenge your ruling.
Mr. Tatum.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Mr. Chair.
Am I the only one who can't hear anything?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I heard you.
Okay. Yeah. The appeal from the decision of the chair has to be seconded by another member. And as everyone knows, the chair debates first on a reason for his or her ruling. Then those people who want to participate in the debate get on the stack, and they have one chance to debate. And then the chair at the end has one additional chance to debate before we go to the vote.
Thank you. I'd like to ask the director to second my challenge.
Vanessa will second your challenge.
Thank you, Vanessa. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
No, I will explain why this is out of order. It's out of order because the Pacifica National Board does not get involved in the elections or the seating of delegates of a local station board, certainly under normal circumstances. You gave some kind of an oral explanation of something that happened that we are certainly not in a position to form any judgments about. So I have to go by what the local board majority decided to do. And that's on that basis. I'm saying that your motion is out of order. If you want to debate it, we can take 2-4 and 2-against. Who would like to speak, in favor of the, challenge to the chair, and who would like to speak in favor of the chair's ruling?
I would like to speak, in opposition to the ruling of the chair.
Okay. And who would like to speak in favor of the chair's ruling?
Alan okay. will speak in favor.
Okay.
What's that?
I think that was Teresa Allen. Is that correct?
Thank you.
Okay. So I heard Mr. Reyes first. So Mr. Reyes, you may make your case.
Thank you, Chair. And I respectfully oppose and are in opposition to your ruling for the following reason. We have, bylaws. And I believe, I don't like the PNB stepping into local matters as well. But in this case, the test of the bylaws has been met, in regards to my motion, to my point of order. There was a delegate, a runner-up that was seated, after the resignation was submitted twice. And according to our, to the article, I believe, 9, section 4, it states, simply, the procedure of a runner-up being seated and, the seating, of somebody that is the next in line, if a resignation was to happen. And in that case, the resignation was accepted twice and then it was retracted. And then the person that retracted the resignation, in addition to that, was allowed to vote on her own retraction. After Mama Sanya from KKFP was seated as the first runner-up in this most recent delegate election. So that's one of the reasons I challenged the ruling of the chair, and I believe that this motion, this point of order, is in order, and there needs to be some corrective action taken. Of the KTSC LLC, and I am asking for the Pacifica National Board to uphold the bylaws in regards to this particular situation that requires intervention and a reasonable hearing from that delegate that was disenfranchised, which was Mama Sanya, and the delegate that had resigned twice and then decided to retract the resignation. And was then seated. So that's my opposition to your ruling, Chair. And I ask for the board's support for this point of order and that this go back to the KKC RSP for our further our clarification and resolution. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Allen?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. When the KPFT board met, an email was sent to the LSB by one of the members. The meeting started at 7. The email was received around 8:30. And not every member of the LSB was even able to see this email. So we had about a half an hour to 40 minutes left on our meeting. A motion was made to provisionally seat someone based upon the chair clarifying the intent of the member. So this was a provisional issue. Another meeting was called after the chair spoke with the member. Actually, within an hour of receiving, or an hour and a half, maybe even about an hour and a half of receiving this email, another email went out asking that we understand that this person did not intend to be to leave the board. So we met a week later, and a large majority, the board voted to not honor any request to resign from the board. And I am opposed to this motion, saying that affects the ballot, not only because people did not have time to even see this original document. So it was certainly in line. It was certainly appropriate that any decision that we made at the time be provisional. And at this time, again, you're asking the PNB to make a decision on something that has just come to us without time to properly consider it. So I think that the LSB has demonstrated that they've given appropriate consideration to their decision.
Okay, so I will make one more comment and then we'll go to a vote. In consideration, I agree that the LSB made the correct decision in this case. Even if I wasn't sure they made the correct decision, it's still up to the LSB to make that decision. Also, we do have precedent for this kind of thing. I do recall, a number of years ago where someone resigned, that person's resignation was not accepted by the local board. And, when that happened, that person took back their resignation. And, so this is not without precedent. I believe that the local station board's decision should stand. I don't see any overriding reason for the Pacifica National Board to get involved in this. So that's my ruling. I rule that the motion is out of order. We'll go to a vote. Vote yes if you agree to uphold the ruling of the chair. Vote no if you wish to overturn the ruling of the chair. Marion, could you please take the vote?
Point of information. Sorry about that, Marion. Are we voting on whether or not the chair meaning Mr. Alex, or the chair meaning the LSB?
Well, I'm the sort of temporary chair of this meeting until you select
I got you.
So
we're gonna vote on you making that decision that you make,
yeah.
Right?
You're gonna vote to either uphold my ruling. Uphold my ruling, you say yes. If you wanna overturn my ruling, just say
I got
no.
You. Sorry about that. Thank you.
No problem.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who's this?
This is Ron Pinchback. Just want to acknowledge that I'm here.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to be here. But you're welcome to, you know.
Well, we haven't selected a PFW staff delegate yet. So that's why I'm here.
Oh. When I thought you were termed out.
I am until a delegate is selected. That was my understanding.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Ron, as much as I'd love to have you, I think
if that's proper, I'm
being a problem. Order, please.
Vanessa.
Okay. I agree with Ron's assessment. We don't have a staff delegate, and that he is fulfilling that position until the issue is resolved.
Point of order.
If you're termed out as a director, you're termed out as a director.
Mr. Chair, this is a parliamentary. May I speak?
Sure, John.
Okay. You must finish with the current point of order before you can take up another one.
Correct.
Okay. Good point. Let's go do the vote on the ruling of the chair.
Okay, I will do so. Hang on as I set this up. Teresa Allen.
I vote yes to support the decision of the chair.
Votes yes. Bert Cohen.
I vote yes to support the decision of the chair.
Votes yes. Jim Dingaman.
Yes, I vote to support the decision of the chair.
Yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Donald Goldmacher.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Passes.
Avelia Jones. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
Abstain.
I can't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
I'm sorry, I was muted. There's the whistle. No.
He votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Thagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam.
No.
Votes no. Mark van Landuyt.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Beth van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Let's see. Julie Hewitt, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, abstains. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 yes votes. We have 2 no votes. The ruling of the chair is upheld.
Okay, let's move on. We have another point of order. I'm kind of rethinking this one. I believe we have had precedent where turnout directors remained when there was, for one reason or another, when the delegates were late in filling a vacancy. So maybe my first instinct was wrong on this occasion. I'd like to hear from the body what they think.
Chair, may I be recognized? James?
Sure. James, go ahead.
I just have a question, and it is Ron
termed out because he's been 5 years on the PNB or 6 years on the LSB? What, or is he just finished a 3-year term or an he completed someone else's 3-year term? I think it would have been a full 3-year term for Ron. What's the status of his overall situation?
Can I answer that, Chair?
Sure.
I'm timed out of the LSB. Termed out of the LSB. Thank you.
Point
of order.
Back to the stack.
Hold on. Let me elaborate a little. We are in a point of order right now.
Listen, I'm raising another point of order.
We have to finish with this one, Mr. Goldmacher.
This is germane to this point of order that has been raised about seating this gentleman from D.C. Well, you cannot seat somebody who's no longer on the LSB. It's plain and simple. Elected body cannot do that.
We actually have precedent where that has been done in the past.
It's still out of order.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure that one out, okay? So I'm asking for contributions from the
back to the stack.
Chair, I have put my hand up after James spoke.
Okay.
Back to the stack, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, it's been my understanding that as a general rule, that each person continues in whatever their assigned position was, whether it's on the boards or on committees, until that position is filled by the next person. If that's not the case in this case, then I would like clarification of when that rule does apply and when it doesn't. But it's my understanding that that's been the rule across the board. So I would support, I don't think it's seating Mr. Pinchback anew. It's his continued representation carried over from the previous year. And without him here, that WPFW goes without representation, and I think it's to the advantage of the board to have full representation. Thank you.
Okay. I see Mr. Reyes has his hand up, and Teresa Allen. Okay. Mr. Reyes?
Thank you, sir. There comes occasion when the bylaws we need to maybe step out of the box of the bylaws, and I believe this is one such occasion, especially a staff representative that's a very important position to maintain. And I believe in this case, there is precedent. Various times, this PNB has been late in electing another delegate. Mr. Pinchback indicated that they have not held an election yet. So I would support, in this occasion, us realizing that the bylaws are perplexing in regards to this issue, and I would support Ron continuing his service to the family. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Allen.
I have a point of information. All right, want to know is. I guess in this situation, I believe there were not enough people running for the local station board as staff members in order to develop what's called fulfill the requirement to be on the local station board at least a year in order to serve on the PNB. So the question is there an attempt to waive the responsibility to serve on the local station board at least a year so you can have a proper election for someone to serve on the PNB? I believe in the past there have been
situations where that requirement
has been waived, and I'm wondering if WPFW is attempting to do that now.
Ms. Allen, these are two separate issues. The waiver of the 1-year requirement was handled by the national board at its previous meeting. And we agreed that WPFW can waive that requirement. It's okay. It's not germane to the issue we're discussing tonight, and that is whether a termed out director can continue until an elected director fills that vacancy. That's the only thing we're discussing at the moment.
Point of information.
Yes, Mr. Pinchback.
Yeah, I just wanted to let the board know that PFW fully expects to have that election at its next LSB meeting, February 7th. So we do expect a delegate to be available for meetings after the 7th.
Okay, I see Jim Dingman has his hand up.
Yes, Alex. I agree with Beth and Lawrence. I think it's only reasonable to have Ron stay on as the staff rep until the PFW selects a new person. I, for example, when I was head of the programming committee, I had not been elected to the board. I had to actually organize people to attend the programming committee, the national board, to get it organized. It took a few months to do that. So, you know, these kind of situations happen, and I think it's only reasonable to have Ron stay until they elect a person to replace him.
Okay, I'm gonna make a ruling then. I'm gonna rule that Mr. Pinchback can remain as a director until that position is filled, and that should be reviewed at the next meeting. We do want that position to be filled shortly.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian would like to weigh in.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about what it means by past practice. And the rule from Robert's Rules of Order says that past practice prevails until someone brings up and cites a rule to the contrary. And if someone does that, then you would have to follow the rule from that point forward. So here's a good opportunity to talk about what past practice really means. It prevails until you find a rule to the contrary. Thank you.
Okay. I've made my ruling. I'd like to proceed now. What I wanted to do next and what's on the agenda is for everyone to have 30 seconds to introduce themselves. And I'd like to, Marion, could you call the directors in the same order that you call the roll? And we'll just go around the virtual room, and everybody can say a little bit about yourselves. Some of you are returning to the board. Some of you are new to the board. Some of you have been on the board before. Regardless, we'd like to hear from you. So, Marion, could you start?
I will do that. Teresa Allen.
Hi, my name is Teresa Allen, and I live in Spring, Texas. I have been on the PNB off and on, and on the LSB off and on since I first got on the local station board. At the time was the interim local station board. I'm very interested in affiliates. I'm very interested in community radio and the special contributions of Pacifica. And that's about all I have to say right now. I have visited a lot of stations, and so I want every station, which is viewed as a community resource, to be healthy financially and programming wise. Thank you.
Bert Cohen.
Okay.
Unmute. Am I there? Yes. Oh, I'm muted. No, am I muted?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Bert Cohen here, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That's about to get whacked with snow, I understand. But we're used to hardy New Englanders. I have not been on the board of PNB before, but I some people still call me honorable. I was in the state senate from 1990 to 2004. I don't know how honorable I am, but I have a, I've been working with, three New Hampshire stations, doing a show that's now called Keeping Democracy Alive. Been an activist all my life, I guess. And, I do believe that there can be a lot of demand for community radio right now, some real anti-corporate radio. I think I think there's some real potential there, and maybe I can help bring it about. I'm honored.
Jim Dingman.
Well, thank you. My name is Jim Dingman. I've been involved in broadcasting and journalism since the 1970s. In terms of Pacifica, I served on the local advisory board and the program council at WBAI in the 1990s, and I've also been involved in the local station board. I was chair of the community advisory board for about 5 years plus in New York, and my feeling is that we have to change the whole situation around. The whole foundation has lost about 75% of its audience since 1999, and we have to change that. We have a responsibility to change that. We've actually lost audience during the 4 years of Trump, which is actually quite mind-blowing to me. I've also had practical experience in terms of politics. I was employed for several years to lobby during the anti-apartheid movement, particularly focusing in on taking the Byrd Amendment out and taking the money away from Rhodesia when it was fighting against the Liberation Front there. And then I spent 5 years on Capitol Hill lobbying on missing children and missing person cases in general. So I think one thing that's important for Pacifica is to get back on the road there in Washington and affect national policy towards communications. So I think we have a tough job ahead of us, but I think we can do it if we all work together and cooperate. So I look forward to working with everybody.
I am Vanessa Dixon Briggs, a WPFW listener delegate. This will be my second stint on the LSB and my third consecutive year on the PNB. In my other life, I am a labor union representative and have been so for a couple of decades, and very nice to work with you all.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher. Donald?
Yes, good evening. I'm once again returning to the Pacifica National Board because I believe that Pacifica is in grave danger of its demise if it doesn't correct, if it doesn't course correct. Jim Dingman just referred to the fact that we lost audience during 4 years of Trump. I think that tells you a great deal about the status of Pacifica Radio at this point. I'm an experienced and professional media person, having made a bunch of social justice documentaries, including Heist, Who Stole the American Dream, and more recently co-produced The Long Shadow, an examination of the history of white supremacy and slavery in the South and how it's impacted the United States. I'm here to support all efforts to improve programming across the network, as well as making sure that we have a financial picture that allows this network to go forward. And I think it begins with looking at the two stations that are still hemorrhaging monies. Thank you.
Okay. Let me see. Heather Gray.
Yes, I'm Heather Gray. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I am representing, I'm an affiliate director. I've been on the Pacifica board in the past, and I'm just privileged to be on it yet again. My work has been primarily in civil rights. I used to work for Coretta Scott King. I directed the nonviolent program for her in the 1980s, but then my work has primarily been with Black farmers across the South, with the Federation of Southern Cooperatives to help folks actually hold on to their land. I played a leading role in the Black Farmer lawsuit that was filed against the U.S. Department of Agriculture. But the point is, I also want to mention that along the lines of what has been said by others about the importance of community radio, that in my opinion, it represents the masses of the people. It's so incredibly important. And I know there are a lot of things that need to be addressed, but we will yet again explore that in this next session of the Board of Directors. Thank you.
Donna Grimes.
Good evening, everyone. I am Donna Grimes. I am live in Washington, D.C., and I have listened to WPFW and been a supporter of WPFW since its inception. I was a college student back then. I love the alternative voices that I hear on the radio. I like the jazz and world music, and I like the opportunity to really go in depth on issues, and I appreciate, you know, hearing those deep perspectives on and details about important issues. I'm also very interested in community empowerment and making connections with the community through the programming that we offer. And I've been mostly involved with a programming committee at the station on the LSB. Been a member of that committee and also chaired that committee for a few years. And I'm happy to be on the PNB because I do think that Pacifica needs to be strengthened. The network needs to be strengthened, and it needs to, and we need to just, you know, remain viable. So that's my 2 cents for today.
Okay, Julie Hewitt.
Hi, everyone. Julie Hewitt. I live 13 houses outside of Washington, D.C. I've been a WPFW listener, delegate on the LSB. This is my 6th year in a row. And this is my 2nd year on the PNB. I became a WPFW activist, a longtime listener and supporter, but I became an activist for the station, during the John Hughes troubles, 2012, 2013, and been active with the station ever since then, and committed to making sure that Pacifica gets on a really sound financial footing so that we don't have the kind of hand-to-mouth existence that we've lived of recently. So thanks, everyone.
Okay, let me see. Where are we? Donna Grimes.
Marianne Accadelli, can you please speak up?
Avelia Jones.
All right. Hi. I'm Avelia Jones. I live in Los Angeles, California. Originally, I am from Jackson, Mississippi. So I often tell people that I am born to activism. I'm born to struggles for justice. I'm born to show business as well. I want to go on to say I have been in radio broadcasting in my life, Morning Drive, FM, Mississippi. And if you'll notice, a lot of the very, very finest broadcasters are really graduates of Mississippi schools. You have to check it out, especially the ones that are on the air now. At any rate, I came into the LSB at KPFK at about the same time the pandemic came in. So I don't know how much we have in common, but I think that the difference is we hope it's on its way out, and I'm on my way in to trying to do something good for Pacifica. I see some things from my background that I could affect. Outreach, but we're not able to outreach yet. Until then, I'm doing a lot of listening to how you conduct business. I may have some comments about that one day, but prior to this, I retired 2 years ago from public school teaching itinerant under contract, Los Angeles. I've seen every part of L.A. you can imagine. And in case some people are interested, did my high school education in Scarsdale, New York. Rolled with the Beatles and all of the Fillmore East. So I just feel like an all-around person. Very excited to be with the Pacifica group.
All right. Alexa.
Marianne, with each person you announce, you seem to get quieter and quieter.
Oh.
I can barely hear you.
It's because I turned my head to read the other side of my monitor to
get your name.
Sorry about that.
Hi everyone. So this is Alexa. I was born in Baghdad, Iraq. I'm half Czechoslovakian, half Iraqi. I'm one of the few people that had the unfortunate displeasure of seeing the house I was born in destroyed during the shock and awe attack during Bush's regime. I'm the web director at KPFK. I've been involved with KPFK for about 14 years. I've been on the local board many of those years. This is my third year on the national board. I'm also the local SAG-AFTRA union steward at KPFK, and I'm very interested in defending the rights of workers and staffs, volunteers, programmers, and all the people that come to the station to help keep it alive. I'm also interested in bringing Pacifica into the 20th century. We are lacking far behind in technology and delivering our programming on other platforms besides terrestrial radio, which of course is our most important platform, but we really need to be expanding and delivering our messages by the platforms that people are going to these days. Thank you.
Marianne Martinez.
Hello everyone. My name's Marianne Martinez and I'm from KPFT in Houston. And to start off with, my background is, I'm a retired state employee. I worked, many years, about 10 years with the, Texas Workforce Commission. And then I worked as a teacher for about 10 years with the Houston Independent School District. I became involved with Pacifica with KPFT around 2000. And, I've done many different things. I was the vice chair of the interim, local station board, it was a local advisory board. That was prior to the, establishing of the, local station boards. And, then I, also worked as a, I ran the boards at the station. I did volunteer work and, I chaired the community advisory board and, that's, you know, just a lot of different things, around the station, you know, that we all probably do, helping out wherever I could help. But also, I have, let's see, what else did I want to tell you? I can't remember right now what else I was going to say, but that's about it. I've been connected to the station for about 20 years. And, oh, well, I did want to mention this, that I strongly believe in the Pacifica mission statement because I do think that that is the key. And that's about it. Thank you.
Okay. James McFadden.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm at KPFA. I've been on the LSB for 3 years. This is my first year in the PNB. I'm hoping to keep Pacifica corporate free. I'm in favor of, the Pacifica, pushing more radical, programming and also to have a lot of local community input. I like community radio. Community input on the programming and hopefully that radical change can help impact the direction that this country is going. Thanks.
Okay. Darlene Pagano.
Hi, I'm Darlene here. I'm a member of the LSB of KPFA. I live in Oakland since 1975 and I've listened to KPFA since the first morning I woke up in Oakland. So that's been a while. I am on my first full LSB term. I have previously I filled in for the end part of a seat that had been vacated. I am rather fixated on the financial situation of Pacifica, and I hope to do contribute somewhat to that effort. I've been listening to the PNB ever since I first took a seat on the LSB, so I've had a lot of time to get used to the board, at least as a listener, and I have a lot of nonprofit experience, including serving nonprofit boards. The rest of my experience in nonprofit world culminated in HR management for a local racial justice nonprofit. I am hoping to be useful to the board in helping the board learn best practices for a nonprofit organization and to have effective and collegial meetings that are respectful of the time that all these board members are contributing to Pacifica, and to address the points of business of the organization that are the special responsibility of the boards as opposed to other bodies in Pacifica. And I'm a little trepidatious about jumping in because, as I said, I've been listening to board meetings for several years now, but it seemed to me time for me to step up and do my part. I am a staff rep. I'm a producer in the First Voices apprenticeship program and the operations department intern program, although that program is largely on hiatus with COVID. And so I have gotten a lot given to me through KPFA, and I really feel called to do my best for Pacifica.
Okay. Let me see. That was Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
Yes, thank you. I could barely hear you, Marianne. Welcome to the new directors. My name is Lawrence Reyes. I'm a listener director from KPFK. And what I want to say is I'm alive today thanks to the Black Panther Party. I was a member of the Young Lords when I ran into Pacifica. I was a participant of the after-school program of the Black Panther Party and the free breakfast program of the Black Panther Party. As I am a implant here from New York, I came into WBAI in 1971. WBAI sent a swinging crew when the U.S. Marines invaded the nation of Santo Domingo, and we had sit-ins. WBAI was there to cover it. So I owe my life to the Black Panther Party because they helped shape me into caring about humanity, and that's the same way I care about Pacifica. I believe Pacifica has potential to address a lot of the issues of humanity, a lot of the systemic issues that our nation is grappling with right now and the people are grappling with. I'd like to thank the KPFK local station board to sending me again to the Pacifica National Board. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and seek common ground because I am a worker bee. What I do to serve humanity, I am a government mental health social worker. So that's the kind of values that I learned as a member of the cadre of the Young Lords Party in New York City, defending the self-determination of Puerto Rico and the Black Panther Party defending the self-determination of all people. That's why they said all power to all people, not just us, not just certain people. So I, that's one of the things, one of the values I've had. So I seek, I am a worker bee on the Pacifica National Board. This is my third year. I do roll up my sleeves and I seek to gain common ground with those of us that have differences, because I think there's more in our similarities than there are in our differences. So with that, I'd like to welcome everyone, and I'd like to also thank the previous officers for serving for the Pacifica Foundation, in particular Alice Steinberg, for shepherding us through very difficult times at the previous PMB. So thank you. That's all I have.
Sean Rhodes.
Hi, I'm Sean Rhodes, staff director from WBAI. I've been involved in BAI governance since the mid-90s. I've been on the BAI local station board since 2004. I co-host and co-produce a weekly music program called The Midnight Ravers, Friday night into Saturday morning, midnight to 2 a.m., and I am one of the few board operators at the station. Thank you.
Fast. Okay. James Sagerton.
Thank you, Marianne. Hi, I'm James Sagerton. I'm from northern New Jersey, part of the New York metropolitan area. I've been a WBAI listener for about 50 years. I'm in my sixth year on the WBAI LSB. I'm currently the chair of the Pacifica National Finance Committee, the Pacifica National Board's National Finance Committee. I've served on most of the other local and national committees. And I've had many careers in my life, including being a farmer. I've worked as a union factory worker. I was a teacher at the Essex County College in Newark, New Jersey for the better part of a decade. I was also the shipment coordinator for PeaceWorks. You can look it up, peaceworks.org. That's an organization that sends material aid to Nicaragua. We started about 30 years ago running the blockade of Ronald Reagan against Nicaragua during the Contra Wars. And my main purpose here is I want to see this network survive. I'd actually like to see it grow. I'd like to see us preserve this platform and help it survive and expand. That's all. Thank you.
Sharon Salam. Sharon? Hello?
Oh, hello. I couldn't hardly hear you.
Yeah.
I'm Sharon Salam. Yes? What did you say?
I was just apologizing. Go ahead.
Oh. I'm Sharon Salam. I'm with WBAI and, I am a listener representative to the station. I've been listening for quite so many years at various things that are going on, and I learned a lot of valuable information to the from the station and from the various programs that are offered. And I'm very interested in bringing back WBAI to the people so that people feel more of the ownership of the station and become more involved in its running, management, and programming and all different types of things as it was many, many, many years ago. Because I feel in some ways we've moved forward, but we have lost our direction, and we need to go back and fetch it, as they would say, so that we can move on. And pull this station together, because without people feeling a real sense of ownership. I don't know if we'll be able to pull ourselves out of our financial woes and other types of things that are happening with the station. I've been on a number of committees, and I look forward to working on this one as well.
Mark van Landuit.
Good evening, gang. My name is Mark van Landuit. I'm coming from the KPFA LSB, and as executive producer of the Jimmy Dore Show, I've had many panicked communications to Alexa over the years. The Jimmy Dore Show was a program that was broadcast on both KPFK and WBAI, and I've been fascinated by the different dynamics of different stations in the Pacifica network. My objective for Pacifica is survival. Another objective, equally important for Pacifica, is relevance. There's much to be learned and much work ahead. Thank you all.
Beth von Gunten. Beth?
Thank you. One moment. Trying to get back to the right page here. So I've been I'm Beth von Gunten, listener representative from KPFK. I've been a Pacifica listener for more than 40 years, first at BAI and now at KPFK. Was elected to the KPFK LSB for the first time 2 years ago, into the PNB for the first time last year, and now I've been reelected. I'm a lifelong community organizer on a wide range of issues. I've lived a nonprofit life working for and serving on the boards of a number of other organizations, both public and private nonprofit, elected, appointed, and volunteer over more than the last 40 years. I have extensive board training and fundraising training with a particular interest in issues of governance. I've been active locally and nationally on a range of Pacifica committees, and most specifically, I was asked recently to chair the Pacifica National Development Task Force and agreed to do so, and would welcome the involvement of anyone else here who has an interest in that, or especially with experience in that, who'd be willing to help make that a priority for the organization. Thank you.
Okay. Egberto Willis.
Hello, I'm Egberto Willis. I'm a naturalized U.S. citizen from Panama, Central America. I'm the host of Politics Done Right, a program I brought to Pacifica via KPFT over 10 years ago. Former mechanical engineer, software developer, business owner. But first and foremost, I've always been a political activist who is intent on bringing people together to neuter the plutocracy, a.k.a. the oligarchy, a.k.a. the corporatocracy. I'm the communication secretary for Houston Peace and Justice Center. I've been a Coffee Party director, featured writer and editor at The Daily Coast, and senior editor at AFED News. I'm honored to be on the PNV and hope to do all that is necessary to grow this station via new technologies and new avenues to reach our audience, which must be the entire country, in my humble opinion. My goal is first and foremost to serve. I think you'll find that I'm very easygoing, easy to get along with, and beg for folks to engage, because again, I think we are essential to, especially to where this country is at right now. And I think if we don't get our collective acts together, we would have lost the opportunity with this platform that we have here to actually make that necessary difference in the country. Thank you so kindly.
Phone number, sorry, Alex, can I quickly interject? Procedural technical business. Phone number ending in 3973, you lit up and then we heard that feedback. Could you identify yourself so I can rename you and then mute yourself, please? Phone number ending in 3973, starting area code 510.
That must be me, Darlene Pagano.
Oh, thank you, Darlene. Alrighty.
Did we go around the room already?
Oh, we've missed one. Susan Young.
Oh. And also Ron Pinchback. He didn't have an opportunity.
Okay.
Up here, sorry.
Should I go next or Ron?
Go for it, Susan.
Okay, I am Susan Young, a listener member from KPFT. It's an honor to serve with my colleagues, Egberto, Teresa, Marianne. As you can all tell, I'm both an art collector and a cat owner. This piece behind me is by a contemporary, California artist named Stephanie Mercado. It is the history of Los Angeles in the style of Hieronymus Bosch. I encourage you looking up her work. She is fabulous. I have lived all over the country, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, Springfield, Illinois, and I have found myself, most surprisingly, in Houston, Texas. Yeehaw! And we are the first major city to elect a lesbian mayor. Bravo! We consider ourselves to be the most diverse city in the country. And KPFT is the only major Pacifica station in a red state. Yeehaw! And I have worked in many capacities. Oh, I've also lived abroad. Paris, Geneva, Beirut. I had the honor of being an intern with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Middle East. So I have a long familiarity with some of those issues. I know the difference between Shia and Sunni. I have had a career in government, public finance, and in many, many nonprofit organizations I have either been on the board of or the executive director of 10 or more. I was, after I left the KPFT LSV, I was on the first LSV. I was first vice chair the first year. I was chair 3 years. I was on the PNB 1 year. When I left KPFT, I spent 10 years on the board of the ACLU of Texas. We went from barely making payroll to having a multi-million dollar balance and becoming one of the most powerful forces in the ACLU in the country. I came to KPFT because I was working against going to war in Iraq. I was working with members of our city council, and I was working with Sissy Farenthold, and KPFT was a place where I could continue those efforts. I believe in a lot of the things that people have talked about here, which is we have to build listenership. Without listenership, we don't have a system. We don't have stations. I think we need to bring best practices. I appreciate exactly what Darlene has said. The board needs to get out of the business of micromanaging the national management and the individual stations. I look forward to working closely with the new executive director. It is our job to help her succeed. And Texas is at the front lines of protecting, of defending democracy and the soul of the nation. Where we're going, you all need to understand that this is where we're making it happen. Susan Young.